Welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tordio. What the heck just happened over in Minneapolis? We had two kids, 8 and 10 years old, killed, and another 17 that ended up getting wounded in an attack at the Annunciation Catholic School this morning when they were going over to conduct Mass. We have located the shooter's alleged manifesto. It was up on YouTube, and it was taken down. There was another video of him allegedly up on YouTube that was again taken down today. All of these were posted in the last couple days up over on YouTube, and so now we have those videos. Now his manifesto, I was able to actually take and translate it and figure out what was going on with it, and I'm going to have that up for you here in just a sec. First, I want to get you caught up to this situation on what actually went down, because there's a lot of misinformation that's out there floating around. So for that, I'm going to go over the press briefing that took place earlier this morning.
During the Mass, a gunman approached on the outside, on the side of the building, and began firing a rifle through the church windows towards the children sitting in the pews at the Mass. Shooting through the windows, he struck children and worshipers that were inside the building. The shooter was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol.
Now that part's important. He was armed with a rifle, a shotgun, and a pistol. Why do I say that it's important? Because it actually matches up with the stuff that was on display on the shooter's bed in one of the videos that was posted to YouTube, again, in an account that ended up getting taken down. And you're going to see pictures from that coming up here in just a second. First, what do we know about the shooter? Two gentlemen ended up posting this as we went over to identify who the suspect is, and the name was legally changed, allegedly, in 2020 when this individual was 17 years old in the state of Minnesota to Robin W. Westman. You guys can see it right there in the paperwork. The minor child was, the name was actually changed from Robert to Robin. Right? This individual was born on June 17th of 2002, according to this paperwork. Now, why was that particular Catholic school targeted? For that, I'm going to actually reference you over to Stephen Crowder. Stephen Crowder actually came out with this information and shows Church of the Annunciation. On Sunday, we honored Mary Grace Westman, who is retiring from Annunciation. She has provided such wonderful hospitality, friendship, and compassion to all who gathered in the last 5 years of Annunciation. You will be missed. Congratulations on your retirement. And if we go back and we take a look at the paperwork, it does appear to be, all right, that this was signed off on by her. So the assumption is then made that Mary Grace actually worked there at that Catholic school and or church. And that is probably why her child chose to target it, if it was in fact her child. Now, if you'd like to know where you can find these videos, okay, there's only one place that they're currently up that I am aware of, and they are over, okay, on Mr. Guns and Gears X account. So you have to go over Twitter and you have to go to Mr. Guns and Gears if you want to see these full videos. I personally am not going to be showing the entirety of the videos, but what I am going to do is show you these firearms that were actually used in the incident, or at least we believe that were used in the incident. Now, this image right here actually comes out of one of the YouTube videos that ended up getting pulled down, right, off of YouTube. This is the shotgun that we believe was actually used in the incident. As you can see written on the barrel right here, it says Yah Kashmar, right? And what that is it's a Russian word for nightmare. Yah meaning I. So it would basically read, I am a nightmare, or I'm the nightmare, right? He ends up having not just that, all right, written on the shotgun, but he's got several, I mean, just lots of Russian words that are actually written on everything. And that is completely and totally different from what's actually written in his manifesto that we're going to go over here in just a second. He also had a uniform hanging up in his room with this patch on it. That would be the FSB, all right? The Russian FSB. So he had a shirt hanging up with a Russian FSB patch. Here's some anti-Semitic words that were written on some of the gear that he ends up having. It says 6 million wasn't enough. That obviously is in reference to the Holocaust. Now, there was some, what appeared to be like Stars of David or something like that, that have been like written on some of his other gear. But he also had tons and tons of writing on his magazines and stuff like that that he had laid out for this event. It did look like he had AR-15 style magazines, okay, and rifle along with pistols and shotgun. All right. It is what it is. There's one more thing that I do want to point out to you guys before I move on to the next portion, which is going to be his manifesto as we take a look at all of the gear that's laid on his bed. And again, I'm not violating YouTube's policy by doing this. I'm simply documenting this for historical purposes and to give you guys some information that might not be, you know, readily available to you. Even written over here on his hard knuckle gloves, you see the Russian word for suka, which roughly translates to, how would we want to say, biatch here in the United States of America. Okay. Then you also see that AR-15, a shotgun, and pistol all laid out on the bed. He's got tons of magazines. He's actually holding up a rather large capacity magazine right there, and he's got all sorts of stuff written on it. And it's just, I mean, real sick stuff that I don't think I should be showing what all of that crap is. But there is something interesting that ended up coming out, in my opinion, of his manifesto. And I'm going to take this and I'm going to actually put it up on your screen so that you guys can see along with what I am reading. So here is his manifesto. Now, when I originally looked at this manifesto, I saw the like Cyrillic writing and I'm like, okay, is it Russian? I can read and write Russian. I started looking at it and I'm like, that's not exactly Russian. What the heck is this guy doing with it? Well, I started paying closer attention, and what it is it's Russian writing. Like, it's the letters, but it phonetically spells out English words. So it's almost like code, but not really. And what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to break down a page and a half of this, and I'm going to read to you guys stuff out from page number one, and I'm going to read you stuff out from page number two, and then there's a second, third page I'm probably going to end up pulling. This thing is very long, right? You guys can see this is a 20-minute long video of him just flipping through pages. I made it about a page and a half in and got kind of sick and wanted to stop, but there's a reason I'm documenting it, because this individual in the document that I'm about to read to you actually states, okay, this individual actually states that they've been having these thoughts since they were in the seventh grade. I'm going to say that again. This individual states that they've been having these thoughts since they were in the seventh grade, and even at one point that they ended up getting caught. Now, remember, this isn't going to be a direct translation because it's written in busted Russian / busted English. All right, here you go. Dated at the top of the page, 5/23/2005. I've had thoughts of mass murder for a long time. I am very conflicted with writing in this journal. I need to get my thoughts out without getting put on a watch list. Ha ha. This journal is not going to be original or easy to read. It will be a treasure trove of thoughts. Lately, I have been entranced in the thoughts of mass shooters, I believe is how that translated. I have known about it in these events for days, even at times being morbidly obsessed. As of late, I have really let myself go. There's something that I couldn't make out what he had spelled, and it says, into every mass shooting video I can find. My interest in especially school shooters started, I don't know, in seventh grade. I remember one day I was talking with Valerie. She was my crush and was with something, something kid. Couldn't make it out. I asked them if there was a school shooting, where would we hide? I don't remember why I asked that, but it seemed to scare them. They laughed it off to me, but later told adults. That ends page one. It flips over and it goes to page two. I got in big trouble for it. Some more ineligible stuff. I promised I didn't mean anything. I got suspended for a week. I don't know. My thoughts something for being suppressed. I remember even the school I went to, I had some fantasy at some point or another of shooting up my school. Even every job. When I was caught in seventh grade, I don't remember talking to a therapist. They basically made sure I was not a threat, then locked me in a meeting room when I was at school for a week. LMAO. That's where I stopped translating. This individual was talking about all of this stuff all the way back in the seventh grade. And being caught inside school, then making sure he wasn't crazy. And then what it sounds like is he had just received in-school suspension for it. Didn't seem like He went to a therapist. He flat out stated he didn't, but he's also crazy, right? Question is why is this type of stuff happening? Still a lot of questions unanswered for why they would choose to do that. But when I tell you this individual has mental health problems, I absolutely mean it. This is a little bit deeper into the journal, and I'm going to start from the top. It says, not for sexual purpose, simply for the disrespect. F that N-word, LOL. I also fantasize about torturing rats and hamsters. I want to take them down and burn them with fireworks and blowtorches. I have seen videos of similar subjects, and I love the way they thrash and something around. Struggle against the restraints. I don't seem to have any interest in doing any of that to humans. I feel like if I am going to go that far and act on my urges, I should just do what I really want to do and go and commit a mass shooting. God, I am so sick of blank. It says word right here. Can't read it. Kind of looks like Abe. I'm just trying to figure out what the heck he was trying to say. Today they broke down crying, and I had to control them by sitting there with them and pretending to care. I barely was able to pay enough attention to her to hear what they were saying, so I couldn't respond and keep up. I effing realize I don't need to shoot Abe to kill them. I don't know if that's Abe, to be perfectly honest with you. Again, it's messed up, broken English to Russian, Russian to English, however you want to write it. And the guy wasn't exactly fluent, so it's hard to make out what he was trying to get out there. But I felt that this information was important. I feel like if I put this information out there, maybe you guys can take it, go find it, and figure out for yourself, maybe in all of this madness, what was taking place. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Speak the Truth podcast, as disturbing as it may have been. Please consider subscribing to the channel. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you guys next time on the Speak the Truth podcast.